Good day, listeners. Thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure.
Today, I speak with Melanie Leliev, who is the Executive Director of Conservation Organization Appalachian Corridor. In early spring of this year, CIDI had the chance to speak with Melanie to talk about a conservation project they were working on in collaboration with the Conservation des Vallons de la Sepansin and the Municipality of Austin to protect what is known as the Millington Bog. At the time, Appalachian Corridor and CDS succeeded in protecting 84 acres of the Millington Bog in perpetuity. More recently, the collaborators succeeded in protecting an additional 28 hectares of the Millington Bog. According to Melanie, the conservation efforts in the Millington Bog are not over. We hope that you enjoy our conversation with Melanie to hear more about the Millington Bog and plans for future conservation efforts in the area. Melanie, thank you so much for always taking the time to chat with CIDI. I really appreciate it. And today we're here to talk about the Millington Bog. So thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, great. Thanks to you for inviting me and talk about conservation.
So Melanie, we're here today to chat about, as I mentioned, the Millington Bog in the municipality of Austin. Now, you and I actually had the chance to speak back in March when Appalachian Corridor and Conservation des Vallons de la Sepansin, CVS for short, succeeded in protecting 84 acres of the Millington Bog in perpetuity. And from my understanding, there has actually been more progress with the Millington Bog, and even more land has recently been put into conservation. So I was just wondering if you could maybe please start off by telling our listeners a little bit more about this accomplishment and how much additional land has been put into conservation when it comes to the Millington Bog.
Yeah, so as you said, we've been involved in the protection of Millington Bog for, well, over 10 years, and we've just added a new parcel of protection in this specific sector. So we're proud to announce that an additional 28 hectares of the bog is now protected in perpetuity. And now with this new result, it's the equivalent of 60% of the overall bog that is now preserved forever. And this is a very large wetland. It has different types of wetlands in it, but mainly a large bog in its center. And the overall wetland is 260 hectares. So it's a very vast and rich complex, which plays a very important role for water quality.
And how was this made possible? Did Appalachian Corridor and CVS work with landowners, as you typically always do, who were interested in putting their land into conservation? How did this happen? How did you receive this new parcel?
We're always actively speaking with new landowners. And when we discussed a couple of months ago, you asked me if there was more projects coming on. So that one was not concluded yet, but it was on its way. So it's the owner, his name is Monsieur Richard Jean-Baptiste, and so he decided to protect his land. So he got in touch with us, and he made the choice of putting his properties into the hands of conservation with us, with Appalachian Corridor. And we're really happy because part of the project was donation and eco gift donation. So it was a part was purchased and a part was given. And this is a very efficient way to make conservation projects. Some owners are willing to make a donation of their land, but for some other landowners, it's important to have a revenue with the transaction. So in that case, it was a mix of it, and it was made possible with the help of many financial partners. The on overall, this project was had a total budget of close to $500,000, from which one quarter of the value was through a donation. And then the other partners is Ducks Unlimited. So this is not very common with Appalachian Corridor making projects with the support of Ducks Unlimited, but over the last few years we've made a couple of projects together, and we're really partners, so we're happy to put this new partnership highlighted, as well as the Maple Crest Foundation, which is a private foundation based in Ontario, as well the Municipality of Austin support the project. So they not only support us for canvassing with new landowners, but when it comes to the moment when we have a specific project, they support the transaction as well. And there are also SCE, and as well funds from the major campaign of Appalachian Corridor from different donors that supported that project. So many people came together and decided to be a partner in that project, plus the help of the municipality and the willingness of the landowner.
Great. And like you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, the Millington Bog has been, you know, there's a history of conservation work in the Millington Bog starting back in like about around 2012. So
exactly.
I didn't know if you wanted to highlight this for our listeners a little bit more and what has taken place there over the years, because when I read the press release, the Millington Bog is described as a priority area. So I didn't know if you wanted to highlight a little bit more as to why you've been working in this area over this last decade or so and why it's such a priority.
Yeah. So on the territory where we're working, Appalachian Corridor, there are very few bogs. So there are woodlands in different places, but bogs are not common in the area. And this one is a particularly large, very vast one. Its natural state is very high, and it's a habitat for many, many species, as well as like rare plants and animals use this area. So it has been highlighted for, I would say, about 15 years as one of the conservation priority in the area for biodiversity in itself. And plus, with the context of climate change, we know that those large wetlands play a crucial role for water quality, water retention, controlling filters of sediments, of pollutants. It acts like a big sponge that can retain water on dry periods and release very slowly the water during drought periods. So this, it plays a very important role. So this is why so much energy is put into this sector. And we're happy that the work continues. And actually, we're engaged in discussion with other landowners. So we're continuing to actively try to add new conservation projects in this sector because it is so important. And the landowners are respond positively to these options for their properties. So for all these criteria together, it makes that we keep going with this nice energy and continue our active work in conservation.
Well, that was, you actually just answered my next question. I was going to ask you if you plan on keeping, or if you plan to keep on working in this area and to work with other landowners to try and get the whole bog protected at what, you know?
We're happy there's 60% of it that is protected, but we can say, well, there's still 40% that is not protected. And so, yes, there are other properties that are targeted and with which we have some discussion with the landowner. So for sure, we'll continue. We don't know when we'll have another project concluded. It's always long and it takes a lot of energy, but, I mean, we're invested in this and we'll continue for sure. We're not going to stop there. And the more we talk about those projects, probably other landowners in the sector might hear about it and be interested. So, yeah, we'll keep the work and try to raise the bar higher than 60%.
Well, those are really all the questions that I had for you, Melanie. I really just wanted to follow up with you because we spoke back in, I believe it was in March, about the Millington Bog. So I really just wanted to, you know, inform our community that another project was successful and accomplished. But please feel free to mention anything else that you think people would be interested in or should be aware of about the Millington Bog or the projects.
Yeah, well, I think a long period of time, the wetlands has not been really valued by the community. They were areas improper for development without a lot of interest. But wetlands are so important for water quality, and in the context of climate change, their role is even more highlighted. And we could even see them as like a public infrastructure, like a municipal infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And however, they cost nothing to them, and they cost nothing for maintenance. They're there. Mm-hmm. So it's so wise. It's so much more efficient on the perspective of water management to maintain those wetlands. And this is why it's so important to protect. And it's way more efficient to protect what is there than trying to rebuild or restore or create new
natural areas.
Yeah, because there's a lot of consideration into restoration now. So in certain areas now, they people and stakeholders, they have to rebuild new natural area, restore wetlands, but it's a lot more wise and efficient to protect what is there. And in our area, we have the chance to still have a lot of, you know, forested land, natural habitats. So this is why I just wanted to add this perspective of why it's important to protect now.
And I wanted to ask you, Melanie, this is just out of my curiosity. You've been working to conserve properties in the Green Mountains for your Appalachian Corridor celebrating its 20th anniversary, right? Or it celebrated it last year, I believe?
Yeah.
So do you know how many acres or hectares in total that Appalachian Corridor and other conservation groups in the Green Mountains have conserved over the years?
Yeah. So I'll give you the information on both. So on hectares, in hectares, it's 16,700 hectares that are now protected forever on private land, which in acres is 41,000 acres that are protected over the last 22 years. And this is a common effort by all the conservation organizations working within this area in the Northern Grange. So this is very impressive. It's an outstanding result. It's the region south of Quebec where we have the more conservation project and the highest acreage of protected land in the sector. So this is incredible, and it's because of this community and all the engagement and volunteers working in conservation organizations, donors and net donors that support this vision of protecting our wonderful landscape in the area.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, Melanie, for chatting with us.
Great. It was a pleasure. Thank you, Taylor.
Calship's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.